Hey, everybody. We continue our coverage of how parents are being criminalized for speaking at school board meetings. Merrick Garland is trying to rally and marshal the federal agencies supposed to be enforcing the law to come after parents. No exaggeration, no hyperbole. We talk about how, and most importantly, why federal agencies are trying to come after you and your children. Email us your thoughts, everybody, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our program, it's charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. I've been traveling, so I haven't had a chance to thank some of our supporters. So I want to make sure I do that right now of people that have got behind the work we are doing very generously. Kate from Michigan, thank you. Julie from Minnesota, who sent me a wonderful note. She says, Charlie, you've made a huge impact on my life through your podcast and radio show. I'm looking forward to new platforms on Turning Point Faith. God bless you and Erica. That's really why we do what we do. If we're impacting people, you know, you don't always get to hear who you're impacting. So when you email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, it really keeps us going. James from Goodyear, Arizona, heard you speak at the Pebble Creek Republican Theater yesterday. I want to support what you're doing. Well, you generously did. So thank you at charliekirk.com/support. And James from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I could go through the list. So what happens when you support us at charliekirk.com/support? You allow us to stay strong. You allow us to no longer be canceled by the big tech oligarchs or the corporate cowards. You give us the ability to grow, prosper, and remain free. So thank you for that at charliekirk.com/support. If we have blessed your life and impacted you in any way, please consider a gift, a support, I should say, of charliekirk.com/support. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Two things. Three. Start a high school or college chapter, tpusa.com. Number two, make sure you try to come to our campus tour, tpusa.com/CRT. That's tpusa.com/CRT. Remaining on the schedule is Baylor, Boise State University, University of Oregon, University of Vermont, Clemson, and Alabama, tpusa.com/CRT. And also, you are not going to want to miss this. tpusa.com/AmFest, tpusa.com/AmFest. The largest event in the entire movement, celebrating America in Phoenix, Arizona, December 18, 19, 20, 21. It's going to be a fun time, everybody. tpusa.com/AmFest. We will see you in Phoenix, Arizona in December. It's going to be a lot of fun. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. While we were doing our speech at the University of Michigan, some news broke. And as I got off the stage, producer Connor says, Charlie, you won't believe what Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, has now decreed or announced. I said, well, I usually am not too surprised or too shocked, but what is it? The Justice Department last evening has now announced that they are going to use government power to go after parents that are challenging their school boards. Now, remember, this all started because, this whole narrative all started because the National School Board Association, Viola Garcia, specifically called on the Biden regime to start labeling parents speaking out at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. He said that on CNN, and I'm going to play that tape in just a little bit. So the Justice Department, pressured by the National School Board Association of America, responds by saying this. Citing an increase in harassment intimidation and threats. Okay, let's go through those three different things. Intimidation. Let's start with harassment. What is the definition of harassment exactly? Asking questions, showing up to school board meetings, writing comments on someone's Facebook feed. Number two, intimidation. What is intimidation exactly? Where in the United States federal criminal code is it illegal to harass and intimidate somebody? Under their definition. Is their definition of harassment and intimidation showing up and actually showing the curriculum that these school boards have been passing? The graphic pornographic material that has been implemented? For example, let's play Cut 32. Do we have Cut 32? Cut 32 is Stacey Langton. This is just one example. We have played dozens and dozens and dozens of these examples over the last couple months. I myself have showed up at school board meetings. Am I guilty of intimidation and harassment for speaking and challenging power? On Cut 32, I want you to listen to this. Is this now the FBI's new definition of domestic terrorism? Play Cut 32.
Both books describe different acts. One book describes a fourth grade boy performing oral sex on an adult male. The other book has detailed illustrations of a man having sex with a boy. The illustrations include fellatio, sex toys, masturbation, and violent nudity.
Now that's Stacey Langton, who says basically in the curriculum, and I apologize for the graphic material, but I shouldn't apologize because I didn't say it. That's what's in your children's textbooks. So I don't have to apologize for that. Some people send us emails, Charlie, why are you playing these tapes? So terrible. No, it's what children are learning. Exposing something actually can have a moral good, which it has here. So Stacey Langton, is she intimidating and harassing her school board? The Justice Department continues by saying, and threats of violence against school board members. Hold on. Isn't that what local police is for? Isn't local police more equipped to be able to assess threats of violence against school board members, teachers, and workers in our nation's public schools? Attorney General Merrick B. Garland. Now, let me just say this. Merrick B. Garland is a man scorned. He wanted to be on the Supreme Court, and he has been a snake as the Attorney General of the United States. Directed the FBI and U.S. Attorney's offices to meet in the next 30 days with federal, state, tribal, territorial, and local law enforcement leaders to discuss strategies for addressing this disturbing trend. What trend exactly are you talking about? The fact that moms are going and actually reading the curriculum? I want to know the specific threats that you are detailing from the National School Board Association, Mr. Garcia. What is the actual credible threat here? I've been to these school board meetings. These are regular people that are asking questions of the people that are indoctrinating their children with their taxpayer dollar. The Department of Justice says these sessions will open dedicated lines of communication for threat reporting, assessment, and response by law enforcement. At Turning Point USA, we have launched the school board watch list, schoolboardwatchlist.org. Is that intimidation and harassment? It's interesting how they don't use those words when an illegal chases Senator Sinema into the bathroom, which is a felony to record someone in the bathroom, harass her, and then Senator Sinema lands in Washington, D.C., and the moment Sinema lands, she's harassed again by activist groups. It's interesting they don't say that's harassment or intimidation. Instead, they say, no, that's part of, trust the process. It's all part of the process. There's something going on here. There's two things going on here. And I was texting with the great one, Mark Levin, last night. God bless Mark Levin for his contribution and his service to America. And it's really been a great joy of mine, to be honest with you, as we're here on our one-year anniversary, to actually be able to grow into a place where the people you grew up listening to then kind of become colleagues. It's a pretty amazing thing, honestly. The only example I could think of is when, on Monday night or Sunday night football, Mac Jones 20 years ago was like 2 years old. And then 20 years later, he's playing up against the childhood idol of his, Tom Brady. It's the only, that's like a quick, shortest example. I grew up listening to Mark Levin. So I was texting, and he is the great one. And I was texting with Mark Levin last night, and we see this exactly the same. And yes, this is about the totalitarian impulse to break the bond between parents and children. We're going to build that out. But there's something else going on here. There's something profound and nakedly political. There's something that we've mentioned on our program before, but now as the federal government is launching a task force, is launching with the full power of a $4 trillion government to try to crush regular moms and dads, we need to explain what's actually going on here. And what's going on here will shock a lot of people. It's back to school time, and you may be feeling the burden of college bills or private tuition school expenses. With home equity at an all-time high and interest rates low, refinancing your house could be a great way to get some cash and pay out those bills. But look, I'm going to cut it to you straight. Stop using banks to refinance your home that hate you. Every big bank hates you. They hate your values. They hate your worldview. They want to take our guns away. They fund Planned Parenthood. Enough. So let's go with the good guys. I got two good friends. These guys love the Lord. They love their country. They're really fun people. They're down to earth. It's Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at andrewandtodd.com. They are with Sierra Pacific Mortgage, people I know and trust, and you should too. So it's super simple. Anything you need for a home loan, anything at all, refinance, take out a loan, don't go to Chase, don't go to Wells Fargo, definitely don't go to Goldman Sachs. I don't think many people would because I don't think they have a retail operation. Don't go to this brick and mortar nonsense of these people that are woke USA, wearing two masks, take your money and deposit it, charge you fees, and then say, oh, let's take out a loan. By the way, the money we make is going to go fund the downfall of America. And done with that. Instead, just go to andrewandtodd.com. Again, these are two patriots who love the Lord and they love their country. Take 30 seconds to answer a couple questions. And that gives them the info they need and gives you value information often on the first call. Andrew and Todd, they're not brokers. They are bankers, which means they can handle your loan from start to finish. So you always have someone in your corner. Again, they're honest. They are great people. I've got to know them so well. So take that first step towards getting the cash you need today. Stop taking out loans from banks that hate you. Go to andrewandtodd.com. Andrewandtodd.com. Call 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172. Go to andrewandtodd.com. I'm about to use them for something at andrewandtodd.com. They've been so easy to work with. And you know what gives me some peace at night? I know that when I use them, they love the Lord and they love the flag and they love the country. It really makes me feel good about it. AndrewandTodd.com. Start supporting the good guys and stop taking out loans of people that hate you and hate your values. So in Chicago, gangbangers responsible for shooting five people and killing one were released by the prosecutor, Kim Fox, Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox, citing mutual combatants in her decision not to press charges against those arrested in a deadly daylight neighborhood. This is during the day. Neighborhood shootout caught on camera last week between rival gang members. Caught on camera, two gangs shooting at each other, no charges, all released. Which just means that they're going to go be released and go kill other people, possibly innocent minors. Bystanders. More than 70 rounds of shells were recovered from the shooting captured by a city camera. And a set of uniformed officers in a marked squad car were also on the scene within a short period of time. They witnessed the activity, and even Lori Lightfoot implored Fox to please reconsider felony charges like attempted murder. But Kim Fox, no, she's a revolutionary type. You see, that would be racist. How dare you get in the way of gangbangers trying to sort their business out in the middle of the day, shooting at each other 70 rounds of shells? How dare you try to stop gangs killing each other? What are you, some sort of white supremacist? So in Chicago, you just shoot each other up in broad daylight, you walk free. But according to the Justice Department, if you're a mom that says you do not want your daughter to be preyed on by a man in the bathroom, we're going to send the FBI after you. The memo by Merrick Garland continues, quote, threats against public servants are not only illegal, they run counter to our nation's values. Okay, no one's supporting threats here. How do you define a threat, though? Is a threat following, quote, we are going to remove you from office. Is that a threat? Is that a threat that all of a sudden you think that you should use the Department of Justice and warrant that sort of power? We get death threats all the time here on this program. I don't think anyone's ever been arrested for that. I don't think the FBI has said, hey, we need to make sure that we need to go after the threats of radio talk show hosts and podcasters across the country. And I'm not saying this so you feel sorry for me. It's part of life. According to the Attorney General's memorandum, which we're going to read in a second, because this is a summary of the memorandum, the Justice Department will launch a series of additional efforts in the coming days designed to address the rise in criminal conduct directed towards school personnel. Can you give one example? Do you know this memo has zero examples? Zero. None. Those efforts are expected to include the creation of a task force. Let me stop here. Isn't it interesting how the Department of Justice doesn't have a task force to try to stop the illegal flow of people coming into our country? You know, the 12,000 Haitians that are coming into America? No. No task force there. Instead, we need a task force, according to Merrick Garland, to go after moms, dads, and taxpayers who speak out at school board meetings. The task force is going to have representatives from the department's criminal division, the national security division. If you go to a school board meeting, they are now saying you could be Al-Qaeda. The civil rights division, obviously, because it's white rage, right? The Executive Office for U.S. Attorneys, the FBI, the Community Relations Service Office, the Office of Justice Programs, to determine how federal enforcement tools can be used to prosecute these crimes and ways to assist state, tribal, and territorial local enforcement. In addition, the Justice Department will also create specialized training and guidance for local school boards and school administrators. This training will help school board members and other potential victims understand this type of behavior that constituents threats, how to report the conduct and appropriate law enforcement agencies, how to capture and preserve evidence of threatening conduct to aid in the investigation and prosecution of these crimes. Excuse me, what are the specifics here and how do you define that? Let me ask you a question. Is your time is almost up. Is that a threat? I said that in front of the Scottsdale School Board meeting. Is that going to be considered that you have to have a FISA warrant and we can use the national security apparatus of the government? No, there's a reason they're doing this. It's obviously not because the facts and the circumstances warrant this sort of intrusion. There is something that is so obvious for those of us that have been in this fight for the last 10 years. And I'm going to tell you what Mark Levin and I talked about last night. I'm going to tell you about what they're trying to prevent and the application of it. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist Black Lives Matter organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our democracy by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote, at the checkout line. And that is where massively important organizations called Second Vote come in. The courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how they spend your money. Check out secondvote.com today. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. What if I told you Chick-fil-A is not all that you might think it is? Well, their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive. It doesn't happen for free. Please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's just $50 a year. But if you use promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. It's literally $2 a month, everybody. And you get 50% off the information you need to have before you make your next purchase. Do not buy products from people that hate you. Don't buy products from people that are funding the downfall of America. Join me. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie today. We know that the state, the regime, is trying to break the bond between parents and children. That parents' concern and questioning of the indoctrination of their kids is now being met with a full-fledged response from the state. We can keep on building that out as we dive deeper into that, as we build out all the specifics there. But Instead, I want to tell you what's really going on here. And it's really, it was fun kind of going back and forth with the great one, Mark Levin, on this, because we saw it exactly the same. This is a preemptive move by the regime to try and stop any sort of semblance of a legitimate and authentic Tea Party 2.0 movement. The Tea Party back in 2009, 2010 was a legitimate grassroots response to the massive overreach of the Obama regime. The Tea Party movement could not be controlled. Many members of Congress were elected in the Tea Party movement that are still in Congress today, including Marco Rubio and many others. Democrats were largely displaced from power, and Republicans took back the House for the first time in many years and did so decisively against the popularity and the power of Barack Obama. One of the reasons why the left has been so forceful in their propaganda and their prosecution of January 6th is they want to try to keep people at home. They do not want public displays of opposition. They do not want people being called out for their treachery and their corruption. You see, January 6th was an opportunity for the left to try to do what? To go on a suppression campaign. And because of Floydapalooza last summer, because of a drug addict who died in Minneapolis, all of a sudden we decided we have to totally change the way that we educate our children, change the way we hire our pilots, like at United Airlines, 50% of all new pilots must be black pilots, change the way we hire new executives at our companies, that they're only going to hire black and Hispanic executives. And also, we must change the way we teach history. And because of the Fauci virus and the lockdowns that occurred, all of a sudden, parents started to overhear Zoom calls of what their kids were bringing school home with them. They realized how unwise their teachers are, how, at best, silly their curriculum is, and at worst, pernicious and evil. Parents started to get involved. They started to organize. They started to realize, I never knew the school system was this bad. Now, we've been saying it for quite some time on this program and what we're doing at Turning Point. But despite that, parents continued to push back. And so this last February, March, and April of this year, there was an unexpected grassroots movement to get moms and suburban voters, the very demographic that Democrats need to hold on to try and keep their political regime intact. All of a sudden, in Loudoun County, in Harris County, in Fulton County, in Lake County, Illinois, all of a sudden you started to see quickly and rapidly parents go from those that might say, I hate Trump, but I hate CRT and this transgender stuff more. You started to see 20 and 30 point swings in these districts, and this was all happening in the last couple months. You see, organic movements require the correct time and place and manner. Here's what Merrick Garland knows. He knows that movements do not last forever. That if you are able to suppress and diffuse activist energy, then you can wait out the clock, and then all of a sudden you can metaphorically tar and feather the moms and dads on social media, the New York Times and CNN, and then decent people will say, yeah, I don't want to be part of that. I'll write a letter. One of the reasons why the school board movement is so powerful, and there's the threats and all this stuff, is a bunch of garbage. Where's the details and particulars? And why aren't you just involving local police? You need a federal task force to do this? No, what they're trying to do is the same thing they tried to do and failed with the Arizona audit, which is the federal government trying to intimidate and trying to crush political dissidents that are pursuing an agenda that might compromise and question their power. Remember this? Is this guy a domestic terrorist? This brave black father at a school board meeting saying that he and his kids are not victims of America? Is this man Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber? According to Merrick Garland, we need to spy on this man. This man is a problem. Cut 37.
I am the direct descendant of the North American slave trade. On my mother's side, my ancestors were enslaved in Alabama. On my father's side, we were enslaved in Texas. I am not oppressed. I'm not oppressed, and I'm not a victim. I'm neither oppressed nor a victim. I travel all across this country of ours, and I check into hotels, and I fly commercially, and I walk into retail establishments, and I order food in restaurants. I go wherever I want, whenever I want. I am treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, literally from coast to coast. I have three children. They are not oppressed either, although they are victims. I've taught my children they are victims of three things: their own ignorance, their own laziness, and their own poor decision making. That is all.
Ignorance, laziness, poor decision making. If only our schools actually taught that. Instead, they say you must see the systems of structural oppression around you. This is a black father that showed up. The video went viral. This is the type of person Merrick Garland is targeting. This is the type of movement, the type of discussion that they want to stunt, suppress, and stop. The reason why the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Justice is doing what they are doing is they want to stop a legitimate political movement that's going to displace them from power. They're flexing. They're posturing. The left is on defense right now. And I just want to play a little tape here, kind of going back. Actually, let's play cut 38, where this black father continues by saying racism would be dead today if it weren't on life support by certain institutions. You see, the anti-CRT movement and the school board uprising is actually healing America. It was bringing America together on racial and political lines. But Merrick Garland, no, he can't stand for that. People actually getting along? Then we would be less important. Play cut 38.
We are not victims of America. We are not victims of some unseen 190-year-old force that kind of floats around in the ether. Putting critical race theory into our classrooms is taking our nation in the wrong direction. Racism in America would by and large be dead today if it were not for certain people and institutions keeping it on life support.
If you are a mom or a dad that has spoken at a school board meeting, or you've issued concern about it on social media, your own federal government has just declared war on you. The Praetorian Guard is now being mobilized against middle-class parents that are speaking out against the regime's radical educational indoctrination complex. But this is what they're really trying to do. They want to stop the next grassroots movement that will challenge their oligarchy. They are trying to slow down the momentum of parents showing up to school board meetings. And let me be very clear. If you are showing up to these meetings, which basically every single parent is, and peaceably assembling and speaking, do not let the Department of Justice intimidate you to stop showing up to these meetings. This should strengthen your resolve. This should make you more committed to showing up to these meetings. The school board movement, I would argue, is more powerful, more robust than the Tea Party movement was at certain times, because this is about children, not about taxes, not about deficit spending, not about healthcare and Obama's lies about it. This is about the future of your nation. This is a profound and real movement. You guys have heard about inflation, but have you heard about shrinkflation? Shrinkflation is where your candy bar or your burger gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed this? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. But the government and the regime says that inflation is under control, or that it's just temporary. But what do you think? This is just inflation's evil cousin, but by the back door. Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that with a precious metal IRA under your belt, You'll hedge these rising prices so you can retire without worrying about it. You'll keep up with the inflation the folks in D.C. are trying to hide. And this month, to thank you, to get your precious metal project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a 5 free-ounce solid silver American the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. The federal government cares more about moms and dads going to school boards and asking questions about pornographic material than the Taliban cutting Christians' heads off in Kabul. The position of the federal government is the unvaccinated and the school board speakers, just people going out and speaking at school boards, deserve federal examination and surveillance. I wish this was not the case. I wish I was being hyperbolic and I was exaggerating, but the federal government is now saying, you know what? If you're a narco drug trafficker coming illegally into the country, maybe a dirty bomb, maybe some weapons, you're the true American. But if you are a parent that cares deeply about your children, well, we're going to listen to this numbskull. Viola Garcia continues on CNN by trying to humanize school board members. Do we have 33 as well? Because that one's not highlighted. 33 is the better clip. So this person, Viola Garcia, calls on the Biden regime to say that we need to have people speaking out at school board members as domestic terrorists. What's happening is working. The school board regime that has been destroying our country piece by piece, we have not played cut 33. And so let's play cut 33.
Viola Garcia is joining us now to talk about this. Viola, thank you for being with us this morning. You wrote a letter to President Biden asking, because you say you're under immediate threat, for assistance, for federal law enforcement and other assistance to deal with some of what we just saw. Tell us what exactly you think your members need.
Well, we need support. We need reinforcement of the sort that the community can give us. But more importantly, these are real threats, Brianna, that you just saw, that we all just saw. And they're occurring with greater frequency. So our letter to the White House really is indicative of the seriousness of the situation for school board members, but more especially for students in our public schools.
Of course, no specifics or no details of any of these threats. And of course, they pull out the most extreme and worst examples, but it's incredibly intellectually dishonest to try to categorize an entire movement. I mean, I don't call on the Department of Homeland Security for all the death threats and threats of intimidation that we receive at Turning Point USA and on our show. We don't even talk about it. You just keep moving on. But no, of course, victimhood is it's a social currency on the other side that actually gives you some form of a pass into decent and higher society. Let's go to Senator Josh Hawley, cut 34, asking the Deputy Attorney General, Lisa Monaco, are you aware of any time in U.S. history where the Attorney General has directed the Federal Bureau of Investigation to intervene in school board meetings? Cut 34.
Are you aware of any time in American history when an Attorney General has directed the FBI to begin to intervene in school board meetings, local school board meetings?
I'm not aware, and I'm not aware that is not going on. Let me be very,
really,
very
this
clear.
Isn't about local school board meetings? That's not the subject of the memorandum? I thought that was in the memorandum.
The memorandum is quite clear. It's one page.
Continue, cut 36.
But harassment and intimidation, what did those terms mean in the context of a local school board meeting? I mean, this seems to be, in the First Amendment context, we talk about the chill to speech. If this isn't a deliberate attempt to chill parents from showing up at school board meetings for their elected school boards, I don't know what is. I mean, I'm not aware of anything like this in American history. We're talking about the FBI. You're using the FBI to intervene in school board meetings. That's extraordinary.
Senator, I have to respectfully disagree. That is not what...
Point me to an instance.
The Attorney General's memorandum made quite clear that violence is not appropriate. Spirited public debate on a whole range of issues is absolutely what this country is all about.
Then why is it being investigated by the FBI?
It is not. When and if
she should be put in prison for lying to Congress, but she won't be. She'll be given some sort of book deal. It says here, disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and it says the FBI in the memo. Senator Hawley, who's one of the few good guys in D.C. and deserves some credit, unlike most of the gutless wonders who call themselves Republicans that we send them to D.C., he's right. This is chilling, meaning they're trying to suppress and stop you from speaking out. And guess what? Speak more and speak louder. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.